This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the Conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is Day 19, Heavenly Zion and the Bride of the Lamb, Revelation 21, 9 through 10. Let's pray. Oh Lord, it's exciting to open up your word and see how it all ends up. Thank you. Thank you that we're part of this great movement that culminates in the New Jerusalem. We look to you today. Open our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen. We can't leave our survey of the Lamb's Bride without looking at a strange and amazing passage in Revelation 21. After the judgment of Revelation 20, John beholds the new heaven and the new earth that Isaiah looked forward to. In contrast to the corrupt city of Babylon, this is the holy city, Jerusalem, heavenly Zion, what St. Augustine calls the city of God. Revelation 21, 1 through 2. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. The holy city depicted here is not the geographic Jerusalem on earth, but a new Jerusalem that descends upon the earth, an earth made new after the terrible judgments on the day of the Lord. What's more, the holy city is compared to a bride adorned for her wedding day. Who is this bride? A few verses later, an angel says to John, this is verse 9 and 10, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. The bride is the holy city in a similar way as the church is the temple of God. Amazing. Certainly the citizens of this New Jerusalem are the ones written or enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life. The author of Hebrews tells us, Hebrews 12, 22-23, "You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven." Up to now, in this analogy, the bride has been betrothed to the Lamb. Paul writes, "I betroth you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ," 2 Corinthians 11:2. At Christ's victory, the wedding takes place. The union is consummated forever. The bride lives at home with her husband. This is the future salvation, the day of redemption we look forward to. Paul uses the figure of the Holy Spirit given as a guarantee of future glory, Ephesians 1, 13-14. "In him you also were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory." Twice in Revelation 21, we hear repeated the motion of the bride, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21, 2, "Coming down out of heaven from God," Revelation 21:10, "coming down out of heaven from God." What's going on here? We're not exactly sure. It seems like God has a future for this earth in the new age. Peter foretells the utter destruction of the heavenly bodies by burning and being dissolved. The earth, too, will be cleansed. I'm reading from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10-13. "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." In the new earth, righteousness will indeed dwell. and perhaps we too will be back on earth. The word says that they shall reign on the earth, Revelation 5:10, with the Lamb. It's a bit unclear now, and I hate to spend much time speculating, but on that day, our future as the bride of the Lamb will become crystal clear. John says in one of his letters, 1 John 3, 2-3, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he comes, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." Let's pray. Father, we look into our future as the bride of the Lamb in the New Jerusalem, in the New Earth, wondering what it will all be like. What will we be like? But we know we will be with you, and that makes it all okay. In Jesus' trusted name we pray. Amen. Our Day 19 meditation is from Revelation 21:9 through 10. Why do you think the New Jerusalem is compared to a bride adorned for her wedding? What is the significance of the bride descending down to earth? What might be God's plan for this new earth that has been cleansed by fire and recreated? It's a new earth and a new day. Go out and live in it, in Jesus' name. Amen.